joining us, as he does every Monday. Patriots Pro Bowl safety, Brandon Merriweather. Good morning. Oh, no, good afternoon now.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What am I saying? Good morning. It's a little late for morning, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I had to get in there and get in the lab.
Get in the lab?
Yeah, I was in the lab.
What was going on in the lab today?
A lot of film watching, you know, a lot of working out, you know, taking care of my body.
Well, that's not possible. This is your day off, right? You guys aren't working
what
today.
You mean? I don't have no days off.
Well, I like the fact that supposedly the players are off today, but Vince was in here. You've been in here. Got a feeling there's a lot of guys down the hall in here, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. You know, our days off is off season. If it ain't off season, then you really don't get a day off. You always got to do something.
What are you seeing in the lab with the New York Jets part three?
A confident team. You know, a very confident team. They just beat a very good team. You know, they're going to be riding high. We just got to come and play.
You know, one of the things that that we noticed in the last meeting between these two teams is that Mark Sanchez appeared to be a little confused by things. You guys gave him some looks defensively that maybe he didn't see earlier on. And once you kind of took the running game away from him and he had to throw the football, it probably helped you guys out. Do you expect the game plan to be dramatically different this game than it was a month or so ago?
For us or them?
For you.
I don't know. You know, Bill and the coaching staff do a great job of getting us prepared. Would it be a lot different? I don't know. Do I think their game plan will be a lot different? I think theirs will be a lot different. I think, you know, we got to get ready to stop, you know, everything they do, not just the run game. I think they're going to do a lot of different things.
Did you spend a lot of time watching football during Wild Card Weekend?
Yes.
And what stood out to you? You can pick any game. Was there a theme or a play that stood out above the others in all the games that you watched?
No, not really. The thing that stood out to me is the most is that this really is the playoff. You know, anybody who's in it has a chance to win it. Like, who would have guessed Seattle would have beat, you know, the Saints?
He did.
You know,
that guy over there guessed. He did. I didn't.
Yeah, you said it the right word, guess.
Yeah, you know
this
what I mean?
So, just a guess.
You know, but this is the playoffs. You know, the team that comes to play is going to win, period. You know, you can't have no bad plays. And I think that stood out to me the most.
Did you see the Marshawn Lynch run?
Oh, yes. I loved it.
It's like you wanted to do sound effects for it, didn't you?
Oh, I loved it. That was a nice, hard-nosed run. You don't see many of them ever.
Well, you shouldn't be able to break seven tackles, should you?
Or eight.
I thought it was nine.
Whatever number it was.
I thought it was nine.
I mean, no running back should be able to do that, but I saw him do it. I mean, it was something.
And he had great balance on that play. Like, great, great balance. I was surprised that it actually happened like that.
You went up against him in the AFC East before he was traded to Seattle. Can you give us an idea of what it was like to tackle him or attempt to tackle him?
Oh, he's one of the hardest runners in the league by far. He has great balance, great vision. He runs low with his shoulders over his pads. It's hard to get any kind of shot on him to where you could stop his momentum. So, you know, you just pretty much have to game tackle him.
What are the running backs like that you'll face this coming Sunday? LaDainian Tomlinson, Sean Green, what are they like for you to try to bring down?
Oh, they're outstanding. They're outstanding. LaDainian, you could never get a good lick on him. You know, he always going to move one way or the other. He's constantly trying to take away, you know, your leverage. He make you work for every tackle you get. Even if it's in a one-inch hole, he going to make you work for that tackle. Sean Green is a heavy guy. He's a downhill runner. He's when he gets going, he's one of the best in the game.
Tom Brady has said on these airwaves before that he hates the Jets, and then Rex Ryan came back and said, "Well, you know, we hate them too." how about you? Do you hate the Jets?
I love to play against the Jets. As in hate them as a team, I don't care. You know, I love to play against them. You know, because that's one game that everybody gonna be up for. You know, the fans gonna be here at 12 o'clock. You know, 5-6 hours before the game. You know, it's gonna be fun from from Wednesday on to Sunday, that game is going to be fun. It's going to get pubbed up a lot. It's, you know, it's going to be a fun game, and that's what I love to play against them.
Do you have anybody on that team that that you find yourself talking to a lot? I know Braylon Edwards tried to do a little Dougie on you at the beginning of the year.
On me?
Well, with Butler. He did it on Butler. Oh. I think you were in the area, maybe.
Oh, no. Listen. I'm not going to go into that, but he would not Dougie on me. I'm not going into it, but he would not Dougie on
me. So is Braylon Edwards that guy on the other team that find yourself talking to a lot?
I talk to everybody. I want to talk to the linemen, to the running backs, to the receivers. I'm even gonna talk to Sanchez. You know, I talk to everybody. I even talk to the ADBs. You know, I'm gonna talk to everybody. That's just me.
Does that help you? Does it get you cranked up? Get you more pumped up for what you're doing out there?
Yeah, it get me going. You know, when you talk, you have to back up what you're talking about. So, you know, anybody who talks a lot of junk usually, you know, plays either gonna play real good or he gonna play real bad, and he gonna be quiet. So, you know, when you're talking, you got to back it up. So I think that brings out the best in a lot of people.
How your coaches feel about it? Your coaches okay with you talking as long as you back it up?
Yeah, as long as I'm backing it up, you know, that's play my game.
What happens when you talk and you don't back it up? What do the coaches say then?
And then you got to be quiet. Hey, man, what are you talking about? You're getting killed out there. You know, but it's fun, though. It is. It's fun to play against the Jets.
We've talked to a lot of guys about what it was like here last Wednesday, your first day back. First day of the bye week and the film study where, I mean, guys said everybody got trampled in that film study. Were you one of the ones who got trampled too?
Yeah, everybody. You know, not just me, everybody.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. It's, everybody got it,
it's,
right?
It's, but, you know, that's, you know, we needed it. You know, we need to be humbled to show everybody that, you know, that we could be better. You know, not just we good, but, you know, we always want to strive to be better. And I think coaches let everybody realize that.
Did he show any good plays?
Yeah, he showed some good plays, you know, some things that we did good and some things that we could continue to do better, you know. So it was a nice constructive, you know, criticism that I think we needed.
Who you got in the national championship game tonight?
Auburn. I like Auburn. I think it's going to be hard to stop Cam Newton, even though I think it's going to be hard to stop Auburn offense too. I mean, Oregon offense too. But I think Oregon going to get one or two stops, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop Auburn at all.
Cam Newton does look like a special kind of athlete,
yeah,
doesn't
he's,
he?
He kind of reminded me of Vince Young when Vince Young was in college. He might throw a little better than Vince when Vince was in college, but he kind of reminds me of Vince.
Man among boys.
If that's what you call it.
That's exactly what it is.
But let's get to this, man. I hear you smell over here, man. What is the problem, man?
Oh, man.
I'm just telling you what I hear. You know, when I walked in, they said, hold your nose when you first walk in there because, you know, you got some people who ain't bathed in days.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
I run into some hard times. I run into some hard times.
Just because he's wearing the same clothes and the same drawers he was wearing yesterday.
They say for the last 3 days.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What's the day? Wait a minute.
Hey, so
maybe that's accurate.
Hey, listen.
Here's the good news, Brandon. You get to leave this studio.
Yes,
now.
I do.
I do not get to leave this studio right now.
Another. But know, 30,
how was the game, though? How was the atmosphere of the game?
Oh, Kansas City?
Yeah.
Fantastic. First time I'd never been to the new Arrowhead. I had never been to the old Arrowhead Stadium. I think it was the only stadium in the league I'd never been to. So I was looking forward to seeing the sea of red and the loudness of the crowd. It was good for about a half. And then when they start to melt down in the third quarter, I've never seen more people exit the stadium faster than they did in Kansas City. I mean, by the fourth quarter, halfway through the fourth quarter, it was probably 80% empty.
Golly.
But, Baltimore did a good job of exposing them. They really, especially over the middle, you know, Todd Heap was just crushing them all day long, and they couldn't block them. The Chiefs' offensive line couldn't block the Ravens.
I was watching TV. They just kept saying how the receivers couldn't get open.
And Dwayne Bowe, I was watching him all day. I don't know if there was any special technique. Didn't look like it was any special technique. Just couldn't get open.
Hey, man.
Yeah, so the Ravens, they did what they were supposed to do.
The Ravens always step up in the playoffs. That's one thing, you know, that you got to take your game to the next level in the playoffs.
We all got to see that last year, didn't we?
Exactly, especially going against the Ravens. You got to take your game up.
Good to see you again. Congratulations on the regular season. 0-0 right now, though, right?
Yes, sir.
0-0.
No
wins, no losses.
No nothing.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Brandon.
Brandon Merriweather joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.